Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The province of Ontario is being governed by a government making backroom deals, which is dishonest and corrupt in my opinion. Low-income people in Ontario have suffered and been particularly disadvantaged living under the current Ontario government, and this has been the situation for many years. This type of Ontario government causes political exclusion. As votes are bought, there is little incentive to change the systems of the Ontario government that continues to sustain poverty for the masses of people and enriches the kleptocrats. Corruption both in government and society is destructive to those of us who are civilized and law-abiding citizens, and it has dire consequences on our well-being, as it traps civilized people in poverty and breeds social, economic and political unrest and increases crime rates and is both a cause of poverty and a barrier to overcoming it. It is one of the most serious obstacles to reducing poverty. The Ontario government denies low-income and poor people the basic means of survival, forcing them to spend more of their income trying to survive. Human rights are being denied as the corruption continues and is rife in our society under the Ontario government. Corruption undermines democracy and the rule of law. Corruption distorts national and international trade. Corruption jeopardizes sound governance and ethics in the private sector. This all leads to even more and more corruption in our society in Ontario. What we drastically need in Ontario is a civilized, honest government, not a government that is continuing to breed even more crime and corruption in Ontario. Doug Abernethy, Gravenhurst.